You cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ECZ urged to operationalize all voter registration centers amid ongoing mass registration. Anti-corruption watchdog criticizes judiciary over alleged selective denial of bail pending appeals. And in global news, a study shows new blood test may speed up a diagnosis of 50 cancer types. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, is urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to operationalize all voter registration centers nationwide, including rural and high-density urban areas. The party is also urging ECZ to deploy backup generators to all registration points to ensure uninterrupted operations during load shedding, to ease up the current mass voter registration. DPP President Antonio Mwanza is concerned that the process has been characterized by gross inefficiencies, poor planning and questionable conduct that undermine the integrity of the electoral process. Mr. Mwanza says monitoring teams in several districts including Kabwe, Ndola, Kitwe and Chingola and across the Kobobel province found registration centers closed, equipment non-functional and staff idle, leaving many young people unable to register. He believes that the immediate operationalization of centers, extension of the registration period where necessary and published daily updates on center operations will restore public confidence and speed up the process.
The major failures we have found is, number one, there is no adequate sensitization of the public by the Electoral Commission of Zambia with regards to the voter registration process. Number two, there are very few registration points against the huge population of young people that want to register to vote. Number three, the non-functional numerous centers across the country that are not attending to the people that want to register as voters. Number four, there is lack of power. The effect of load shedding has paralyzed operations at many registration points, and ECZ has failed to provide backup power, leaving a lot of our young people stranded and unable to register. We call upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to raise its work to make sure that there is credibility.
The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed disappointment in the manner bail pending appeals are allegedly denied by the judiciary, especially for officials linked to the previous administration. Organization's Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says this trend shows selective and partisan approach that is eroding public confidence in Zambia's system of accountability, adding that the anti-corruption and prosecuting authorities are allegedly failing to treat offenders equally. Mr. Tembo is therefore appealing to President Hakainde Hichilema to match the determination shown in prior prosecutions by engaging foreign counterparts named in Financial Intelligence Center reports for 2023 and 2024. He says repeated concerted diplomatic and investigative efforts to trace externalized funds, repatriate assets, and ensure those responsible face the same legal consequences regardless of the political connection, like it was with former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanje, is key to demonstrate fairness.
We can only appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to use the same determination that he used in helping in the prosecution of Joe Malanje and co-accused case by doing the same, contacting leaders of those Asian countries that have been listed in the Financial Intelligence Center report of 2023 and 2024, so that those people involved in externalization of funds can suffer the same fate as Joe Malanje and his co-accused. As an organization, we wish to express our worry and disappointment over the growing trend by the judiciary to arbitrarily deny bail to people who are convicted of corruption from the previous regime, but granting aggressively the same bail to people who are closer to the current regime. I think there is no justice being done there. Let us see justice in all what we are doing.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has expressed concern over scavenging of scrap metals from graves for resale by unscrupulous people at Lusaka's Chingwere Cemetery. Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe says investigations show that some individuals are deliberately vandalizing graves while falsely claiming the council is demolishing burial sites dating back to the 1980s. Mr. Wulumba clarifies that under the law, it cannot decommission any grave unless a cemetery has been officially closed, a process that only takes place 99 years after the last burial. He has warned that scavenging scrap metal and other items from graves is illegal and will not be tolerated, and as response security has been stepped up. Mr. Wulumba has also reminded the public that trespassing on cemetery grounds is a criminal offence, and anyone found engaging in vandalism will face prosecution.
We wish to categorically state that this claim is entirely false, as these are, you know, deliberate acts of vandalism by those that are doing it. We do not and cannot demolish by law any grave site unless, you know, a cemetery has been officially, you know, decommissioned. An act that, you know, can only take place 9 years after the last burial has taken place. This criminal behavior involving the sick avenging of, you know, scrap metals from graves for resale is illegal and will not be tolerated, and anyone found engaging in it will entirely face the full force of you know, the law.
Zambia, through the National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has been held as a national leader in road fund reforms for its successful efforts in establishing a sustainable, transparent and accountable financing mechanisms for road infrastructure development. The recognition came at a ceremony marking the 30th anniversary of the Lesotho Road Fund Administration held in Maseru, Lesotho. The event, graced by the Prime Minister of Lesotho, Samuel Matekane, acknowledged Zambia's road fund model as a benchmark for other African countries. Mr. Matekane says many African nations have adopted Zambia's road financing mechanism and road tolling programs as a framework for their own infrastructure funding, and called for regional networking and collaboration among road funds across the continent to adopt best practices benefiting all regional countries.
Over the past 30 years, Road Fund Lesotho has financed critical maintenance and rehabilitation projects, enhanced road safety, and strengthened institutional collaboration with implementing agencies.
The same event, NRFA Board Chairperson Noah Koma says strengthened institutional capacity, focusing on transparency, accountability and enhanced corporate governance has helped the agency to drive effective road financing mechanisms for infrastructure development across Southern Africa.
We are able to identify innovative ways of filling the road infrastructure budget deficit. We also believe that as a National Road Fund Agency in Zambia, we have continued to strengthen our governance protocols. We have also been able to operate in a manner that is transparent to give confidence to the taxpayers that their resources are being deployed in a manner that it is intended to be.
Zambia Sugar PLC has partnered with Zambith to donate 350 pairs of shoes to grade 1 pupils from 4 schools in Mazabuka's Nakambala ward, which include Nkavika, Kavanje, Nakambala, as well as Shimungalu. The Zambith initiative, dubbed Walk a Mile in My Shoes, was birthed in 2024 with the footwear manufactured under Zambith shoe division, Zam Leather. Speaking during their first stop at Nkambika Primary School, Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Mangwezi said the partnership is part of the institution's support to education, health and general community development. Mr. Mangwezi stated that the two companies chose to support grade 1 pupils at the stage forms, the foundation of every child's educational journey, and has thanked Zambia for the initiative.
And we continue to support schools that are in the company, in the community,
but also in the country at large. So one thing you can count on is that Zambia Sugar will continue to make a contribution to education, because it is one of the foundations. We would not have been able to know about this need that is there. You know, there are so many things.